$1,835,000 in March 2008. And today, in March 2021, that debt has been paid in full. Pastor Greg mentioned that before he came, the search committee sat down and talked with him about the debt. They went into great detail about it. And so when he left in 2014, when I am being interviewed now in 2014, the search committee sat me down and wanted me to know and understand that we are in debt and there's not a whole lot we're going to do about it for a while. So when I came, this is actually a blueprint of downstairs. When I came, I understood there was an elephant in every room. No matter what meeting you were in, no matter what you were talking about, no matter what you were planning, there's an elephant in the room which says, you can't do much. So Pastor Greg came understanding that. I came understanding that. And so the debt was really an issue, a bit scary at times. At one point, I understand that even most of you wondered how in the world you would ever take care of that. But that has been taken care of. So when we're faced with debt or any other life obstacle, we can either become overwhelmed by it and then struggle, or we can overcome it. And that's exactly what we have done. We had put our heart, our mind, our soul, our pocketbook, and everything to overcome this debt. So our goal was to overcome it, but in overcoming it, we wanted to stay focused on what was going on now. And Tyler already beat me at all of this stuff, so I'm just going to throw it up there. In the midst of paying off the debt, we kept our mind and our eyes on the ministry of today, and we were still active and we were still moving forward. We did it through the sword and trowel principle. The sword and trowel principle. You say, what in the world is the sword and trowel principle? Well, it takes us back to Nehemiah, a book that Pastor Greg took you through. So if you will, turn back with me to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4. Nehemiah, chapter 4, starting in verse 10. Then Judah said, the strength of the laborers is failing, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversary said, they will never know nor see anything till we come into the midst and kill them and cause the work to cease. So it was, when the Jews who dwelt near, they came, and they told us 10 times, from whatever place you turn, they will be upon us. Therefore, I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall at the openings, and I set the people according to their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. So Nehemiah was at a time where people were discouraged. They didn't have a lot of hope. It seemed as though the deck was stacked against them. But nevertheless, they grabbed their swords and they went to work. And that's kind of what we've been doing down through these years. We kept the work going, kept looking around, but we also had our eyes focused on getting rid of that debt, which brings me to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. This is where God gets the praise. Ephesians chapter 3, starting in verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints which is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, and that you may be filled with all fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. So we could either become overwhelmed by the debt or we could overcome it. And we overcame it by grabbing the trowel and going to work and the sword ready to defend, but believing that our God was able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And he's taking care of that. I'm going to pray. At that time, the youth can come up as we move into the future. And Paul, you got 30 minutes when it's your turn. All right? Let me pray. Father, thank you for allowing us an opportunity to reflect on the past, and we see your faithfulness. We spend a little time reflecting even now in the present, and you have been faithful. And now as we move into the idea of preparing for the future, may we never forget that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we're able to ask or think, and that we will tackle tomorrow with the same faith, the same hope, and the same encouragement that we have found in you these past 131 years. And we look forward to what you have for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.